President Trump's first budget.
He said it on the campaign. It's in the budget.
His revised travel ban struck down.
An unprecedented judicial overreach.
On hold with 911 for half an hour.
This is a parent's nightmare.
Especially when he's 6 months old.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. The president promises more military spending and a big down payment on a Mexican border wall in his first budget, while agencies from the EPA to the State Department will see drastic cuts. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has been looking at the numbers and joins us live.
Now, to boost defense and security spending by $54 billion, the president proposes deep cuts to foreign aid and programs that touch the lives of millions.
It is not a soft power budget. This is a hard power budget.
Mick Mulvaney is the president's budget director.
You see reductions in many agencies.
Particularly the EPA, which would be in for a 31% reduction. The State Department would also see its funding cut by nearly a third. The president would eliminate funds for public broadcasting, the arts, legal aid for the poor, and AmeriCorps. Congress will have the final say. The Senate Majority Leader has already said a budget that so deeply cuts foreign aid probably can't pass. Peter?
Mr. Trump's revised travel ban was supposed to go into effect this morning, but judges in Hawaii and Maryland have blocked it, saying that his claim that it's about security, not discrimination, just doesn't stand up. CBS News legal correspondent Jan Crawford on the Hawaii ruling.
The judge completely discounted the reasons the White House gave for this temporary ban, that those six countries are in the grip of terrorist activity. That is highly unusual. I mean, typically courts give president great deference on matters of national security. So this could suggest that because of his past comments, courts are going to hold President Trump to a different standard.
And the president spoke last night in Nashville.
We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court.
And CBS News Justice reporter Paula Reed says other courts might agree with Mr. Trump.
I wouldn't be surprised if we do get some different rulings, because this is a much different, more nuanced, narrowly crafted travel ban. They looked at exactly what the judges said about the first travel ban, and they applied it almost line for line when crafting this new ban.
Nearly 2 weeks after tweeting that the Obama administration bugged Trump Tower just before the election, president is standing by that claim. He spoke with Fox News.
Don't forget, when I say wiretap, those words were in quotes. That really covers surveillance and many other things. I think you're going to find some very interesting items coming to the forefront over the next 2 weeks.
But both Republicans and Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee say they haven't seen anything to support that claim. Chair Devin Nunes.
We don't have any evidence that that took place. And in fact, I don't believe, just in the last week of time, the people we've talked to, I don't think there was an actual tap of Trump Tower.
Another House committee takes up the Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare today. And as CBS's Margaret Brennan tells us, some Republicans are working hard to kill it.
Senate Republican Rand Paul of Kentucky,
hey guys,
said it was time to send a clear message.
Tell them you want them to stand firm. You want to bring down the Paul Ryan plan.
North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows said he had enough no votes to sink it.
I can tell you, based on our whip count this evening, there's not enough votes to support this current measure in its current form.
Vice President?
Yet Vice President Mike Pence spent a second straight day twisting the arms of House lawmakers, including Speaker Ryan, to make changes to the bill to win over skeptics and secure its passage.
We can incorporate feedback to improve this bill, to refine this bill, and those kinds of conversations are occurring between the White House, the House, and the Senate, and our members.
Now, concessions that might win over some Republicans still on the fence include changes to Medicaid and an early freeze on its expansion.
The president's proposed budget will cut funding for research on climate change, something Mr. Trump has called a hoax. Now, a coalition of doctors says human-induced climate change is making us sick. CBS's Mike Sugarman joins us live.
Yeah, climate change caused by humans could be changing our health, Peter. Hotter weather, like the violent heat some parts of the globe have been seeing, is one culprit. But there's asthma and other lung diseases being made worse by wildfires and air pollution. Longer allergy seasons. Sickness spread by insects, including Zika and Lyme disease. 400,000 U.S. doctors were surveyed by 11 of the top medical societies in this latest study, Peter.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is talking with Asia's leaders on how to deal with an increasingly aggressive North Korea. And he's called on that country to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile program, saying it has nothing to fear from the U.S. In Tokyo, he says it's time for a new approach.
The diplomatic and other efforts of the past 20 years to bring North Korea to a point of denuclearization have failed. So we have 20 years of failed approach.
Tillerson met with Japan's foreign minister this morning. He says the U.S. will work with new ideas, or with Japan and South Korea on new ideas. In the Netherlands, voters have rejected the slate of a far-right populist candidate, some compared to Donald Trump. The Populist Party for Freedom won just 20 out of 53 legislative seats in what was expected to be a much closer race. In Dallas, a six-month-old boy is dead, and his family wants to know why a call to 911 wound up on permanent hold. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
I'm mad. I'm hurt.
Bridget Alex is living through a parent's worst fear. The mother had left her son Brandon at home with a babysitter when the six-month-old fell and stopped breathing.
I would never want no mother, no father to go through the pain that I'm going through right now.
The 40-year-old babysitter was on hold with 911 for more than 30 minutes and never got through to a dispatcher. The city says the 911 system was jammed by what's referred to as ghost calls from T-Mobile users. Calls made to 911 unintentionally and unknown to the caller, and then appear on a dispatcher's screen as hang-ups. By law, dispatchers have to call those numbers back, which bottlenecks the system. Mayor Mike Rawling.
I want the problem solved immediately. If it takes a longer period of time, I want to know why.
T-Mobile says company engineers have been working daily to find a permanent solution to this problem.
Florida Senate has approved a change to the state's Stand Your Ground law that it puts the burden of proof on prosecutors rather than on a defendant. Children are spending too much time in emergency rooms. More on that from CBS's Vicki Barker.
The Safe Kids Worldwide study finds the nation's emergency rooms see enough poisoned children to fill four school buses every day, all because their parents fail to keep medicines out of their reach.
Handy for parents also means handy for kids. And so we're finding that our parents are choosing convenience over caution.
Dr. Marcy White says most of the 2,000 parents surveyed knew they had to keep medicines out of children's reach, but fewer than half actually did. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Orlando's police chief says he's upset that prosecutors will not seek the death penalty for a man accused of killing his pregnant ex-girlfriend back in December and a police officer in January. Chief John Mina tweeted last night that crimes like these are, quote, the very reason we have the death penalty as an option. The accused killer goes to trial in May. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, March 16th. I'm Peter King, CBS News.